You're tuned into the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindsay.
And I'm Faith.
How you guys doing? How you feeling? Coming off of Super Bowl.
I'm feeling very full still.
So as everyone knows, yes, it is true. Tom Brady and his team did win the Super Bowl this year, much to the charging of millions of people, including myself, who wanted nothing but to see this man fail. Tom Brady has won his seventh Super Bowl ring. Amanda, how you feel about that?
I don't really care much for sports. I will say it is impressive, but I understand why people don't like him. And it is always nice when someone you don't like, who's not the best human, gets their comeuppance or loses. And it is pretty frustrating to see them keep winning. I'm not going to lie. So I feel that.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, like, I just instinctively, there was a newspaper article that came out in Brazil, and the title of it, the last Super Bowl that Tom Brady won, the title of it was Gisele Bündchen's husband wins sports championship. And that was it. That was like the whole thing. And I was like, you know what? I think we need more of that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. They're doing it right. They're doing it right. John, how'd you feel?
Well, you know, again, I'm not much of a football fan, but I think I'm surprised that there are not more people that are yelling and screaming about the fact that the Bucks got to play in their home stadium. You know, and is that a little bit of a home field advantage? You know, I don't know if, you know, did that give Brady a head up because he's new?
No,
to that
but
stadium?
Them referees did. Them referees sure enough did.
Well, you know.
I mean, don't they usually, it's supposed to be held in like a neutral stadium usually, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's fair.
Those refs were throwing flags all over the place on the Chiefs, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so did anybody see any good commercials? I saw a commercial. I'm not going to say it was good. I have feelings about it. So let's talk about it. Edward Scissorhands. Cult classic, popular movie. I mean, this is cinema at its best. And they decided that they wanted to do a Cadillac commercial with Winona Ryder, the audacity of Winona Ryder to sully the legacy in the name of commercialism. Amanda, tell me you come down on the same side of this.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen Winona in anything in a while, so I think she just needed that paycheck pretty bad. But I didn't see that particular commercial. I did enjoy the Amy Schumer mayonnaise commercial. That was funny. Girls gotta, Amy Schumer.
Oh my
and the
God.
Mayonnaise commercial. I feel like that was such a like wink slash middle finger that she gave everyone. I really enjoyed that.
Amy Schumer is the mayo angel. I did see that and I was just like, why is this so perfect? Like Best Foods has made an incredible decision. But here's my big thing is that I actually don't care for most of the things that Tim Burton does. And so I was not like,
oh no.
But here's the other thing is that like, I adore Winona Ryder. So like pretty much anything she's in, I'm whether it be a Cadillac commercial or whatever, I'm all over it. So I support the commercial. I'm just going to have to come out and say it.
John, tell me, come on.
Hey, well, you know, here's the reality is that Winona Ryder is the mom in Stranger Things and nothing is stranger than that commercial. So it kind of works.
It played into the worst things that gets made fun of with Edward Scissorhands. So just, I mean, what's next? A Beetlejuice commercial in a Volkswagen Beetle? I mean,
well, no.
Yeah. Did anybody have a favorite commercial that they saw during the Super Bowl yesterday? Or were you all just stuck on the halftime show? Did anybody see confused look on everyone's face watching the beginning of that halftime show? Amanda, did you see the halftime show with The Weeknd?
I did. And, I mean, I'm a big Weeknd fan, so I thought it was good. I did see it with my elderly white lady neighbors. And they were like, what? And then after a while, they're like, I am reminds me of Michael Jackson. He's cool. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. But they at first were definitely like, what is happening? I don't know if they just threw it to nostalgia to make up for the fact that they still didn't know what was happening. But it was cute to see their reaction.
I just like, so I have, so I love The Weeknd too. I'm like a big fan. The lyrics are kind of like, you know, it's whatever. They're party lyrics. But like, I have a lot of friends who are in like professional production business, and they were just like, oh my God, who put this thing together? It was just like so dark. He came out, his mic wasn't working for the first like 10 seconds. Then the sound was just absolutely terrible. And they were like, what is this choreography? I think he absolutely killed it. I think, you know, there were a couple of instances where it was like very clear that he was singing himself, but it was just like, the whole thing, I was like, I could barely see it. It was like that one Game of Thrones episode where it was so dark, nobody could like see what was going on, you know? So it was like,
well, we know what Amanda's dogs feels about it.
Yeah.
Loves the show. Not having it. All right, John, how'd you feel about it?
Well, you know, I didn't watch the halftime show. However, I did see a lot of the stuff talking about it. And I'm still confused about what the jockstrap face masks things were.
What was that?
It was supposed to simulate like plastic surgery bandages, because he did like a whole thing with like fake for plastic surgery. And it kind of had everybody going. So I think they were supposed to emulate that. But you're right; they looked like the jockstrap.
Yeah.
Tons of memes out there with The Weeknd looking dazed and confused. Tons of memes out there with people all bandaged up on their face. I'd say that it was a success as far as going viral, but I mean, it's we've watched the old Super Bowls. It just didn't feel, did it feel the same way to everyone, or did it just feel different? Amanda?
Yeah, I honestly, like, as much as I love The Weeknd and I enjoyed it, there was parts where I was like, I feel like this could have been a little better. I think it was better when they moved all out to the field. That was awesome. They started dancing towards the end, but the beginning, especially when he like went in that like light tunnel, it seemed cool, like House of Mirrors, but then the way the camera was, that's where all those memes come from, where it's like a bad selfie or a drunk selfie or something, where you're like, what is happening?
I love the memes that are like, when you're 7 years old and you lose your mom in the grocery store, and then it's just him like looking confused, going through like the halls of mirrors.
When they rearrange Walmart, that was my favorite one.
It was weird.
All right, guys. That's all I got.
You know, here's what I do have to say about it. He had to go up against J-Lo and Shakira last year.
So, very good point.
Yeah. Such a really good point. And then, I mean, just recently it was Bruno Mars and Beyonce. I mean, how do you feel those shoes? I mean, those just happened. So he had tough shoes to fill. He definitely did. All right, folks, you're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
Community Radio Like This is brought to you by the generous support by our founding sponsors at ADCO Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. ADCO features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print on anything and mail anywhere. Learn more at ADCO1.com. That's ADCO, the number 1.com.
Big thank you to Craft Cannabis, formerly known as New Vansterdam, for their ongoing support of KXRW Vancouver Radio. Craft Cannabis is Vancouver's premier cannabis market for those 21 years of age and over. Visit craftcannabis.com to view an order from their full online menu, and they offer in-store, curbside, and touchless pickup to better serve you. Craft Cannabis is located in the Heights Shopping Center on the corner of Mill Plain and Andreessen Road. Open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., 365 days a year. More information available at craftcannabis.com.
You're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
Folks, we got some great stuff coming up on TV lately. There's a number of things that have been catching my eye. Does anybody remember The Equalizer starring Denzel Washington? Does everybody remember that?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Man. I didn't see it either.
Oh no, John, have you seen it?
So I've seen the movie, and then there was also a TV series. I think it was back in the 90s, but they had an older white guy playing the equalizer.
Yeah. Well, Denzel, I mean, he went on Liam Neeson. I mean, he didn't go Liam Neeson. He's Denzel. He went on Denzel, Training Day Denzel, but like Spy Train Denzel. Well, that movie was very successful. It's spawned a sequel. And actually, it's got a new TV series, and it's starring none other than Queen Latifah. And I think that's going to be really, really interesting. Are there any Queen Latifah fans here?
Oh, absolutely. I saw the trailer for it in the Super Bowl, and I was very excited. It was first time.
I love Queen Latifah and everything. Absolutely. I mean, like, in pretty much in everything. As a person, I love her. I would. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to be her or like be with her. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah. John, you're a big Queen Latifah fan.
Oh yeah. I mean, she's been in a lot of different movies. Of course, her music's been great and everything. I've seen her doing drama, comedy and everything. She's got a huge range. So this is going to be awesome.
Well, you know, Queen Latifah, it's funny you say that about her range because she's done everything from, she was in Chicago, the musical. She was also in the Disney adaptation, not the Disney adaptation, but the live action Disney adaptation of The Little Mermaid. She played Ursula. Yep. And so now they've got her playing a Denzel-esque character in The Equalizer. And, you know, I have some reservations because I feel like a lot of times the networks will just put her, because of just, you know, how credible she is, and some vehicles that just don't work out. And I just really hope this vehicle kind of works out. It looks really interesting. Mm. So we got some other TV shows. What about, has anybody been watching WandaVision?
Oh yeah, I'm excited about that one. I love it. Cause the first two episodes are such a throwback to like, I Love Lucy, Dick Van Dyke Show, Bewitched. So if you grew up with any of those black and white, like odd couple kind of goofy comedies, it like warmed my heart in that way. And there's always like little blips of like, wait, what's happening? Like it's very fairy tale until something off happens and it just keeps progressing. And then by the third season, it's in color and it's kind of got like Partridge Family and Brady Bunch vibes. So I dig it. And I've only seen up to episode 4. I haven't seen the newest one. So don't talk about it if you have.
No spoilers.
I will find you.
I feel like I've been like vicariously watching WandaVision because it's just blowing everybody's minds. And so it's just like everybody, I like snoop people's comments and they're like, who's seen WandaVision? Cause like, I have to talk about it. And then I'll just like read through the comments and I'm like, this sounds good. Sounds like a good concept. It just, that's how I find, you know, things that I want to watch is just sort of like,
that's fair.
Spying on my friends on social media.
John, have you seen WandaVision?
I've seen all 5 episodes, and I think what's hilarious about this is that when the first episode came out, and like Amanda already talked about it, it had that I Love Lucy feel, and it was a sitcom, and there was no real backstory going on it, and you just saw all the different fan boards light up, like, what in the heck is going on? This is not, they didn't like it or whatever. 5 episodes in now, and people are just like, oh my God, when's the next episode coming out? I gotta see it.
I like that. Nobody's like bold enough to do the slow burn anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, I mean, luckily it had sort of like the support of, you know, being from, I think, the Marvel universe, right?
So I think that's what's missing. I think that DC did it really well when they did Daredevil. I think they did it really well when they did Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. I think the essence of telling a great story is starting to come back. And a lot of different with certain writers. And I think that you hit it right on the head, Faith. I think that that slow burn, that quality story is something that we're lacking, but people are starting to recognize it when they see it.
Now, I will have to interrupt here. I will have to interrupt James, because you said DC with regards to Daredevil, and that those are all Marvel characters.
Oh my God, no!
But it was on Netflix. Yeah. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, because I've seen WandaVision like 3 times. First by myself with my little sister, who grew up with all the black and white TV shows too. And then my boyfriend and I started watching it. He's like, "I don't understand what's going on." I'm like, "Will you shut up and watch it? Like, what do you mean? Of course. Like, it's not just gonna be like an X-Men Marvel movie." Yeah. I'm like, relax, okay? But episode 4, you start to figure out what's going on.
So, exactly. I mean, exactly.
I have the patience. Some people don't.
Is anybody watching this new show? And it's called Resident Alien.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So,
nope, not me either.
So, I kind of figured everybody was going to go silent on there, but Alan Tudyk of Firefly, fame is the lead character in this show. And he is... for people that don't know, he is basically an alien that's landed and taken over the body of a local townsperson in backwoods Colorado. And what people don't know is that they only see him as the person who took over, except for this one little kid who sees him as an actual alien. And there's a whole backstory about why he's there. And I won't go into that because it would be spoilers there. But it's a really good show. Alan Tudyk just does a fantastic job.
You know, I like him in everything he does. He can turn a role that is just the smallest role, which he did in Transformers. He was this insane Dutchman that was like a really kick-ass spy. And then he'll do something epic like Mr. Nobody in Doom Patrol. Did anybody see Doom Patrol with him in Doom Patrol?
I don't think.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
First of all,
I'm like striking out today.
Yeah, you guys need to step your game up because Doom Patrol is actually really great. It's a really great series. If no one's seen it, it seems like no one's seen it. For the ones who have seen it, turn to the person next to you and just tell them how great it is. You know, Doom Patrol reminds me of a much darker Community, a much less funny but quality ensemble cast like Community. Did any of you guys see Community?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I got one. Yes.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So okay. I know Alan Tudyk from A Knight's Tale, and Paul Bettany, who plays Vision, is also in that. So that's where I saw both of them for the first time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a deep cut right there. Mm-hmm. A Knight's Tale was that was a really good movie. I didn't expect that movie to be as good as it was.
Slapped so hard. I want to watch it now, actually.
Yeah, I know, right? That's how I found out it was bisexual. I was like, Heath Ledger and Shannon Sossman doing.
What's happening?
Oh my goodness. Well, folks, you're listening to The Rogue of Fossil Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindiel.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
Big thank you to our friends at Boomerang Therapy Works and home of the KXRW Studios. Boomerang is the only physical therapy facility in Vancouver and Portland that specializes in the treatment of neuromuscular disorders and brain injuries like Parkinson's, MS, and stroke. They opened Boomerang to bring premier treatment to their patients. Find Boomerang Therapy Works in action on Instagram or Facebook and see how their patients are inspired in their recovery. They can be reached at 360-258-1637. That's 360-258-1637.
Court-appointed special advocates for children, known as CASA, are volunteers who advocate for the best interest of children who have come into the care of the state as a result of abuse, neglect, or abandonment. You can lend your voice and volunteer with CASA to change a child's story. CASA offers virtual information sessions and training. If interested, now is the time to get involved with CASA and make a lasting difference in the lives of children and families in the foster care system. Clark County CASA is a program of the YWCA Clark County. More information available at CASAClarkCounty.org.
You're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindiel.
And I'm Faith.
And now we're going to hear a segment called What's the Deal with Amanda Lynn Deal? Amanda?
All right. So I live in an apartment, probably a lot of people do. And I understand during COVID times, people are staying inside, trying to keep themselves busy. I'm on the bottom floor of my apartment. I have a dog. And upstairs, there's an adorable couple always holding hands, cute as can be. They've always been pretty quiet. But lately, I don't know if it's just the time spent alone or what, but they've been going at it. And I mean hard. Lots of noises. Things that at first you're like, is she okay? And then you're like, okay, they're both into it. This is fine. So this has been going on for a few days. And, you know, I'm a feminist, so I gotta pay attention to make sure the lady's all right up there, because this is some kinky stuff. And I'm all about that, but you just gotta be, you gotta be sure, you know, I'm knocking the door and make sure there's no one hurt in the making of this love. So I'm hearing this going on and it is rough. Like there are things falling, breaking, smashing. I'm like, wow, are they fighting or are they okay? Either one, I guess they're into it. A lot of positive noises from both sides. So clearly this is consensual. They're having the time of their life. I'm a little jealous. My boyfriend got a new job. He's working a lot. So, you know, not only am I curious, I'm also probably being a little too curious. You know, I took a week off of work and I just turned into a lonely housewife, paying attention to what's going on upstairs a little too much. So one day my little sister's over and I warn her, I'm like, just so you know, the upstairs neighbors have been going at it. Okay. So, you know, just bear in mind. So in between our show, watching WandaVision, nice callback, they're just going to town. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's fine. Everything's fine. She's 25. I don't need to be embarrassed for my little sister, but I'm probably embarrassed because I know the time and day every time they do this. So I'm the weirdo. So this has been going on and it starts getting louder and louder. In like every 30 minute increment, this is just getting out of control to the point where it sounds like he is jumping off the ceiling and body slamming into this poor woman. I'm like, okay, there's no way they're both still in this now. I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I got to find out what's going on. My dog is barking. The ceiling is shaking. But she, again, is screaming positive things. So I'm like, okay, I guess it's fine. But it is at the point of noise where things are shaking on my wall. And I'm like, yo, no one needs to go this hard, okay? I don't care what's going on, but you need to give your bodies a break. You need to take time out. So me, being the nosy neighbor I've become from being isolated and out of work for a week, I decided to take my dog for a walk outside. And by that, I mean, I just go look at the patio to see, and the windows are open. The back door's open, his shirt is off, and he is moving up and down. I'm like, whoa, they're doing it with the windows open and the door open. I'm like, dang. And I back up farther. He's doing high knees and jumping jacks. She's watching television and is so into the sports. She's making noises that no one should watch. Well, no one should make these noises while they're watching television. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? I kind of wish you guys are just banging, because you're just rude now and you're making noises and I'm disappointed and frustrated. And that's the deal with Amanda Lynn Deal.
This has been What's the Deal with Amanda Lynn Deal. You know, Amanda, I mean, that was a great way. That was as anticlimactic as it was to know that that's what was going on.
Perfect. I mean, there was definitely times where for sure sex was happening, but that last time when things were getting out of control rowdy, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, sports and exercise, that makes way more sense than what I thought was going on in my perverted mind.
who could have known. I mean, I'm sure we're all aware of the big old baby boom that's happening right now, so I would have just assumed the same thing. I would have been like, I mean, all right.
winter is coming.
The fact that James said it was anticlimactic is just killing me.
I was at the point where I was about to climb into a tree with binoculars to find out what's going on, which just makes me the weirdo.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, that's just asking for, like, the branch to break. It's just...
Oh, God.
The old trope.
All right, folks. We have another segment coming up called Keep the Faith with Faith Spencer. Take it away, Faith.
All right. Thank you, James. Today, I actually kind of wanted to talk about, there's a lot of, with the vaccines rolling out, there's a lot of talk about people wanting things to get back to normal. And, you know, while I try to be as uplifting as possible, the thing is that we're probably not going to see normal for a few years. But the thing about this is that, like, I want us all to be patient people when it comes to this, because basically what we can expect to see is a completely new and exciting sort of rebirth about or, you know, around the way that things work in America as a society, we'll probably see, you know, this summer things are going to start to kind of somewhat, you know, socially normalize. I think you'll see, you know, once we have that sort of like herd immunity that's starting to come together, I think we'll probably start to see, you know, like people going out and seeing each other socially distanced. But as far as like returning to normal goes, I think that we are, our expectations or like our hopes are too low. You know what I mean? Like, we're just like, we just want to go outside and go to a bar again. But I've been reading pretty much nonstop about this since the vaccine plan came out, because I'm just so interested in how this is going to go down. But what we can expect to see is basically another kind of like roaring 20s sort of thing that's about to come together, where we're going to have a social boom. There'll probably be a whole other baby boom as well.
You know it.
But we're basically going to see this sort of like renewed social enjoyment period that I don't think anybody now can ever recall having. You know what I mean? It's sort of like when we started to come out of the recession and things started to heat up again. I think we're going to see something like that on such like a huge scale that it just like it's something to look forward to, I think, is what I'm saying, is that even though we're not looking at like any real like semblance of like normalcy for the like initial, in the immediate future, in the coming year, probably not until 2024, but when that comes, I think it's going to be like this incredible explosion of basically like a social rebirth. And I just wanted to put that out there and have everybody keep the faith, because it's coming, but we just got to be patient.
I think that we have a unique opportunity to decide how we come back into society, like to each other. I think that we have a unique opportunity to be a little more thoughtful in personal space and you know, an appreciation of the things that, you know, that we can't do right now. Like, you know, I used to go to museums all the time, you know, I used to love doing that, you know, going with the kids and stuff and taking them to the, you know what I mean? I think that we can come back into this with a certain mindfulness, a certain thoughtfulness, a certain appreciation. We have a unique opportunity to kind of hit that reset button and not be, you know, kind of terrible to each other.
Yeah. And that's exciting. That's an incredibly exciting prospect for me, because there are so many people, everybody has a gripe about the way society works, or the way social norms are. And we have this incredible blank slate that we're going to be, basically we can make it however we want.
Yeah. And I was thinking too about like all the big businesses are taking over, corporations and small businesses are being closed down. And that's super sad for people who especially opened new businesses at the beginning of 2020, not realizing what was going to happen. But I think after all this, people are going to support local businesses more when they reopen, because the only options are going to be the same thing that they've been using forever. So maybe it will create a nice boom for small businesses. Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.